Well, good morning from the sports team. Leicester boss Ruud van Nistelrooy says his players must change from trying to avoid defeat to trying to win. A 2-0 defeat at West Ham last night was their 11th loss in just 12 games and leaves them 5 points from Premier League safety.
The confidence in the run of form, in the position where we're in, is low. Then you go into a mindset of trying not to lose. That's what I saw in the first half. Thank God the second half, they shrugged that off and started to take initiative to try and win.
Fenerbahce's Jose Mourinho has been given a 4-game ban following comments he made after Monday's draw with Istanbul rivals Galatasaray. He's been punished for derogatory and offensive statements towards the Turkish football community and all the country's referees. While latest out of the Investec SA Open happening right here in KwaZulu-Natal, England's Sam Bairstow and Sweden's Fredrik took full advantage of their open rounds with 7 under par 65 to lead, while South Africa's Darren Fichard was also on 7 under with 4 holes to play when, unfortunately, the darkness forced suspension of play yesterday, which means that delayed start means the first round will kick off this morning at 8 a.m. Also, South Africa's Jaden Schaefer, Scotland's Richie Ramsey, India's Shubhank Sharma, and China's Hao Tong Li, as well as England's Todd Clements, all finished the day on 6 under par. In cricket, a semi-final place in cricket's ICC Champions Trophy is the prize on offer when Australia and Afghanistan face off in Lahore today. It's a must-win for Afghanistan, while the Aussies could still make it to the last four if they lose, providing England beats South Africa tomorrow. Darren, Ferrari's Lewis Hamilton was second quickest and the second day of Formula One's opening pre-season test event in Bahrain. I thought you might find that interesting.
Fast in the Ferrari.
He was 0.31 seconds off of Williams driver Carlos Sainz, and Hamilton's new teammate Charles Leclerc as well, coming in third.
Hang on, Sainz set the fastest time.
Is that what you heard?
Okay. In a Williams? Oh, wow. Okay, so well done, Lewis. Well done, Ferrari.
Exciting season. So the seven-time world champion set his time in the morning sessions when conditions are apparently slower. So maybe that's why.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, there we go. From the East Coast Radio Sports Team, in for Sky Shabalala, I'm Carmen Reddy.